When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Denton, what do you got?
All right, we got a lot of good news from Commanders practice today, Kevin. Jeremy Chinn, John Allen, and Zach Ertz, all in regular jerseys. John Bates, Sam Cosmi back after both having been sick this week. Today looks like it's a great day of practice for the Commanders. You had asked Ben about the potential of John Allen playing, and there wasn't a super concrete answer. Still, it seems like this weekend is unlikely, but the fact that he's in a regular practice jersey, and of course, you know, Ben tweeted this out like 4 minutes, 5 minutes after he got off air with us, but the fact that he's in a regular practice jersey does mean that it could be a possibility.
I mean, just get everybody healthy. Keep everybody healthy. I mean, the Ertz thing is the thing for Sunday that I'm most interested in because I really think they could use Zach Ertz Sunday. They've got to stay, and I'll get to my keys, but you cannot be in second and third and long against Philadelphia. It'll be a long you-know-what day if they are. And you need every offensive weapon you can get. That'd be interesting if John came back this early. That would be a surprise to almost, I think, a lot of people out there. I know that they knew there was a chance after the surgery that he could come back this year, but I don't think they thought it would be with three games left in the regular season. That'd be great for him.
Yeah, that'd be huge. That'd be huge for the defense, too. I mean, I know they weren't the greatest in the world at the beginning of the season when he was healthy and playing, but adding a guy like him back to that defensive front, even if it is only for 20-25 snaps, if that, still positive.
Yeah, totally. All right, what's next?
All right, how about yesterday in the Washington Post, Mark Maskey wrote a column suggesting that the NFL is open to the idea of removing the onside kick in favor of a 4th and 20. I don't know what the percentages are off the top of my head, but I can tell you the recovery percentages of an onside kick suck. And it'd be way more entertaining to see a 4th and 20. You know, I thought when they first brought this up, Kevin, it was 4th and 15. And it feels like because now quarterbacks are so good and offenses are so good at picking up 15 yards that they've expanded it to 4th and 20 to make it a little more difficult. But I think most fans would much rather see something like this than an onside kick.
3 of 45 this year, according to Maskey and Maskey's column. Last year, by the way, 1 for 28. Through the first 15 games of the season, and the year before that, it was 2 of 42. This is now basically such a long shot play, and it basically means the game is over if you're down by two scores with less than, you know, 2 minutes to go, especially if you don't have timeouts. Obviously, if you don't have timeouts, and it used to be higher, so. I'm for a 4th and 15 or a 4th and 20. Whatever lines up 4th and 15, 4th and 20 to whatever the odds were before they changed the rules and made onside kicks impossible, whether that's 4th and 15, 4th and 18, 4th and 20, do that. You know, let's make this at least a 1 out of 10, you know, kind of a play. You know, maybe a little bit better than 1 out of 10, 12, 13, 14% somewhere in that neighborhood. So whatever those percentages would be for 4th and 15, 4th and 20, let's go with that. Now, they've talked about where would the ball be placed. And some people have said the 35-yard line. I don't think you can have a 4th and 15 or 4th and 20 and start it at the 35. I think you got to... I mean, if you pick it up, you're almost in range, you know, in today's game. So I think it would have to back up to at least the 25-yard line. But I think that would be a dramatic play and would be fun. Now, you know, if you've got a Pat Mahomes or a Josh Allen or a Jaden Daniels, would you take advantage of that and use it when you don't have to use it at the end of games? You know, and just say, you know what? We're playing a team that we can't stop on defense. We're going to take a couple of swings at 4th and 15 because they can't stop us either. Like, what if you got into one of those games where you couldn't stop either team and teams just said, yeah, we're not going to kick it off to you. We think we can make 4th and 15. You know, and it's the second quarter. I wouldn't want to see that. So maybe you would institute something like this is – only in the fourth quarter, you've got to be behind, you know, et cetera, to do it. But I'm in favor of an alternative to the onside kick.
That what you just mentioned was going to be my question. Like, how do you institute something to stop it from being a make it take it? Where you constantly go for 4th and 20s. Because, like,
Dan Campbell. You can't have that.
Dan 100%. Campbell attempted an onside
kick.
Well,
so what I just said, wouldn't that be the solution?
Right. I think it would. But do you think it's just the fourth quarter? Or do you think it would be a timeline in the or time stamp in the fourth quarter? Like, Dan Campbell went for an onside kick with 12 minutes left.
Well, I think it would be something like it's fourth quarter, and you can only do it if you are behind by. You know, you can only do it if you're behind. You can't do it if you get the lead.
Yeah. I think I would agree with that. Or maybe like within eight minutes of the fourth quarter, you can pull this off. Because like I don't know that it would be fun. Like, let's just say hypothetical. Obviously, we'll use like the Sean Payton surprise onside kick happen in the Super Bowl. But, like, could you imagine coming out of the locker room and be like, all right, we're just going to attempt a 4th and 20 here.
We don't want to see that.
No.
That would be too dramatic of a change. I mean, look, we've dealt with the new kickoff rule this year. I don't know about you, and I forget
if we... I like it.
I'm fine with it. I'm surprised at how fine with it I am. Now, it has not... You said you like it.
Yeah, I liked it before it was even instituted. I liked it in the XFL, so I was a fan of it from the jump. But I think it is – I enjoy the way that it has been utilized.
Here's the thing, though. It didn't accomplish what it set out to accomplish. You haven't seen a dramatic increase in kickoff returns. You've seen an increase, but not a dramatic increase. You haven't seen a lot of big plays on kickoff returns like they were expecting. So will they go back to the old rule? I don't think so. I think the risk was that you didn't get the results and fans really pushed back on it saying it doesn't, you know, we don't like it. I don't hear people saying that. I'm fine with it. It's fine. You know, what was interesting, and I forget the game. It may have been the Monday night game. Who played? There were two Monday night games. Raiders.
Raiders, Falcons, and then Falcons Minnesota and Chicago.
And one of the kickoffs hit in the landing zone and went into the end zone. And the announcers didn't say anything. And that is a 20-yard line start, not a 30-yard line start. So the other team started first and 10 from their own 20. I forget who the team was now. And it wasn't. That's been an unusual, you know, landing in the end zone, in the landing zone, and then going into the end zone for a touchback. That would be the ultimate for the kickoff team, but it's hard to do with two returners. You know, you've had to put two returners back to cover against the landing zone hit into the end zone for a touchback because then the ball comes out to the 20. I'm fine with the new kickoff rule. I would be fine with a fourth quarter only when behind. 4th and 15, 4th and 18, 4th and 20, whatever would equate to the percentages that you want converted, which I would say you got to get it to, like, you know, what the old onside kick conversion percentages were at the very least. And I would go with that. I think that would be really actually incredibly dramatic. And for those that don't know how that would work, let's just say you'd start at, you'd have a 4th and 15 in lieu of an onside kick from your own, call it 25-yard line, and it would be like a regular play, a timed play, like it's a 4th and 15. If you pick up 12 yards, the other team takes over. It's a turnover on downs. If you pick up the first down, you keep the ball. You know, if there's a sack, the other team gets the ball where they sacked you because that's a loss of down. You know, you've turned it over on downs. I'd like that personally. What else do you have?
All right, final thing here. I wasn't watching this game. I can't imagine you were watching this game, but an all-time terrible game for the Golden State Warriors last night in the NBA. They lost by 51, but listen to
what?
The stat line. Yeah, 144-93 to the Grizzlies. It was the first game in the career of both Steph Curry and I think Draymond Green, but certainly linked together, that neither of those two made a field goal. And I got that notification on my phone late last night, and I checked. I was like, all right, did Steph like actually play, though? Did he play more than 5 minutes, 10 minutes? Steph played 24 minutes, went 0 of 7 from the field. He did have two free throws, so he did score. He had three rebounds, one assist, a steal, a block, and two turnovers. He was minus 41. Draymond had no points, no field goals, no free throws, no rebounds, no assists, one steal, a block, four turnovers, and four personal fouls in 19 minutes. They got killed.
The Draymond number actually doesn't actually surprise me that he's had a terrible game like that before, even though I think he is a great all-time player. Curry didn't score in the game, you're saying?
Oh, he had two free throws, so he scored 2 points.
Oh, my God. What was he from the floor again?
0 of 7. If wow. You look at the history of Steph Curry, I don't think you'll find very
Memphis,
many games,
by the way,
if at all,
good.
With no field goals. Memphis is a buzzsaw right now. They're 19-9 in the West. The Warriors, who started off crazy, are 14-12.
Wow. All right. That's crazy that Steph could have that bad of a game, playing 24 minutes. All right, when we come back, I will give you my keys to a win over Philadelphia. College football playoff talk, smell test picks, and our Skins Eagles predictions all coming up in the next hour. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. Also, want all of you to know that Maryland drivers in particular, did you know a vehicle is stolen every 16 minutes in the state of Maryland? The key to preventing theft is in your hands. Lock your car, take your key, use an anti-theft device. Learn more about vehicle theft prevention at mdautotheft.org.